Good morning, friends and family. Today is Sunday, August 29th, 2021. Glory be to God. We give God the praise, and all the glory belongs to the Lord today. We come before your presence, dear God, rejoicing in your word, rejoicing in your truth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up today. Thank you for watching over us all night long, keeping us in your care and covering us with your blood. Lord, we ask for forgiveness of our sins, of our iniquities, of our transgressions. Thank you, Jesus, for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all sin. Lord, we humbly bow before you today. We worship and adore you today. Yes, God, we want to forget those things that are behind us and reach forth unto those things that are before, looking unto Jesus. Lord, you're the author and the finisher of our faith. You're our keeper, our healer, our comforter, our deliverer, our way maker, our provider, our sustainer. You take us through. You bring us out. You hold us up. You bless us. You have compassion for us. We're grateful, Lord, for the blessings of God. Thank you, Jesus. We can't make it without you. We don't want to make it without you. Oh, bless the name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I thank you. No one but you, Lord, can make us holy and heal us too. We thank you for the healing power. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for healing us from things we know and things we don't even know. But you're great. You're mighty. We thank you, Lord. We give your name the praise today, Shabbat. We ask, Lord, that your anointing fall on us. Yes, God. Fedora, Arbero, from the crown of our head, even, Lord, to the very soles of our feet, our limbs. Ay, ay. The whole man. Yes, God. We look to you, Lord, today. As we read and study your word, Lord, open it unto us. Give us a mind to say yes to your will. A mind to say yes to your way. Lord, look on our loved ones, our family, our friends, our co-workers, our children, our grandchildren, our husbands, our wives, our sisters, our brothers, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts and our uncles, our neighbors, dear God, the strangers on the street. Lord, you see it, you know. You know. You know what we're going through. You know what we need to go through. Lord, you know how to take us through. As we humble ourselves before you, Lord, take us through. Itamora, bind the enemy on every hand to come to discourage. Yes, God. Knowing that our trials, they come to make us strong. Shabbat, not to destroy us. Yes, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your patience. Thank you, Jesus. For your mercy that is new every morning. Thank you, Jesus. How great thou art. How great thou art, dear God. wonderful Savior. Yes, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are our strength, and you are our redeemer. Have your way today. Give to us what we need today, our daily bread. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be God. Yes, blessed be the name of the Lord, which gives us the victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And we believe and know that he lives by his word. God has placed us here for his glory. He's given us assignments to do. And you know, sometimes it seems like it's blocked or it won't come forth, but it will. If we trust and depend on him, if we lean on him and look to him, God will bring us through. He will bring things forth because we avail ourselves unto him. We submit and commit to him. Praise God. Today I want to talk about anoint. The word anoint. And also anointing. And to anoint, it's really interesting about that word anoint. And in my notes, I wanted to read this little passage, and then I am going to read scripture as well, about to anoint. And kind of want to go back to like the origin of anointing, or why that word is important to us. So here I go reading this passage of meaning. The origin of anointing was from a practice of shepherds. Lice and other insects would often get into the wool of sheep. And when they got near the sheep's head, they could burrow into the sheep's ears and kill the sheep. So ancient shepherds poured oil on the sheep's head. This made the wool slippery, making it impossible for insects to get near the sheep's ears because the insects would slide off. From this, anointing became symbolic of blessing, protection, and empowerment. And those three words, symbolizing anointing, we have a song, Anointing, Fall on Me. And why would we want the anointing to fall on us? It's the same reason the shepherds anointed their sheep. And the Lord, he compares us to sheep. He says, we are the sheep of his pasture. And so from here, the lice and other insects would be things that would get into the wool of the sheep. So as we're in this world, but not of this world, we're affected by this world. And things that's not of God try to attach themselves to us. But if we have the anointing, the anointing, the Bible says, it destroys the yoke. The anointing is a healing. To be anointed is to be able to influence. It's to cause an effect. To be anointed, you have the capacity, the ability, the authority to change things. And things, when you have the anointing on you, it changes you. So when God anoints you to a service, he gives you that authority, that power, that influence, that ability to change something. And if the anointing from God destroys the yoke of sin and heals and all that, then we want the anointing. We want to be anointed. We want to acknowledge the anointing. And that leads me to, there's two scriptures, that are similar. And you can pull them up. One is Luke 4 and 18. We're going to go there. And then the first one I'm going to go to is Isaiah 61 and 1. And what's just wonderful about the Word of God, how he had men put this Bible together for instruction, correction, reproof, and all those good things to what we needed to know to take us through this life. It's right here in these 66 books. And not to say some of the books won't help you, but this, when we get the Word of God from what he has laid before us, there's no way we can go wrong. So what I want to read first is Isaiah 61 and 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn to Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isn't that beautiful? Now let's go to Luke 4 and 18. Luke 4 and 18, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John. So we know Luke comes before John. Luke 4 and verse 18. Praise God. And the Bible reads, and in since this is in the New Testament, we know that it's set up in certain Bibles that when Jesus is talking or delivering messages, it's in red lettering. So that's what Luke 4 and 18 is in red. And I will read 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And verse 20, which is not in red lettering, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the ministers, and he sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Now this is Jesus reading out of the book of Isaiah. In the book of Luke, he's reading, he's in the synagogue, and he's reading from the book of Isaiah, which is what we read first. Yes, and this is how Luke is giving us what Jesus did. And Isaiah is speaking of the office of Christ. He's speaking of Christ who is to come. And the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And that's how Luke starts. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Why? Because. Why is the Lord God's Spirit on you? Because. And we can take this to heart. When we know that we've been appointed, anointed by God for a service, it's because there's a reason why he anointed you. And the scripture says, because he has anointed me to preach. And you can say, the fivefold ministry, one is a teacher. He has anointed me to teach. He has anointed me to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we spread the good news, the Holy Ghost, Idobesha, you need the Spirit of the living God to be upon you and to be in you. Because when Jesus got baptized at the water by John, who was the baptizer, the Spirit of God came upon him. And one scripture tells us how Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Shabbat. And get into that on your own. You can read more explicitly what it's talking about, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. You know, sometimes preachers say, I see the hand of God on your life. That means God has chosen you. He's picked you out to anoint you for the work of the ministry. Thank you, Lord, to do a work. He has anointed, he has appointed by his Spirit. And it's to do a work. And the work here is saying to preach good tidings unto the meek in Isaiah, to bind up the brokenhearted. You know, there's many brokenhearted people out there due to life and circumstances and situations and things we bring on ourselves and things just that happens to us. Praise God. But what we want or should want is the anointing. What we should want is the Holy Ghost. He brings us into the family of Christ, but he also wants to empower us. He wants to dwell on the inside of us. God wants to fill us up with his Spirit. Fill us up with his Spirit to anoint us for the work. Praise the Lord. And those three words at the end of what I read, the little note I read about to anoint. The anointing is symbolic of blessing, protection, and empowerment. And blessing, we know, is the favor of God. It's also protection. He keeps us. He keeps our mind. He keeps our heart. He keeps our life. No one can pluck us, can take us out of God's hand. Nobody can do that. Who can fight with God? What's that saying? Your arms are too short to box with God. You can't do it. No one can do it. And when God gives us authority and power, it comes from him. So the blessing is the favor of God. We want the favor of God on our lives. We want his protection from ourselves. We want him to protect our mind. We want him to protect where we go, how we walk, the way we live, how we communicate with someone. He gives us instruction and correction. That's the blessing, the favor of God. That protection is to keep us safe from harm, to shield us, to cover us. God's grace is favor. We can go to the throne of grace. Isn't that something? we can go boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help. The favor of God. We want the favor of God to be on us, on our family, on our friends. We want the favor of God. We want to spread it around. Let people know you can have the favor of God in your life. God wants to grant you favor. You know, Jesus had favor with God and man. Isn't that something? The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. The Word of God, the living Word, Yanina, the living Word. Bless his name. And then that third word, empowerment. Empowerment is to have authority. You get empowered with something. You have the authority and the ability to do something. Yes. You have the authority and the ability to influence. You have the authority and the ability to carry out. You have the authority and the ability to build and to teach. You can tear down false doctrine, ideologies that is not of God. But God will give you how to do it, where to do it, when to do it. You have the ability. When you get empowered, when you get filled with the Spirit of the living God, when you are anointed, when you get the anointing, we should want to be anointed. And you know, that word influence, huh? You know, the world tries to greatly influence everyone. The world system is not God's system. God has a kingdom. Jesus told them, my kingdom is not of this world. He's not ruled and run by the kingdom of the world. So the influence, I wanted to talk about influence too, is the capacity to have an effect on the character, the development, the behavior of someone or something. Yes. That's influence. Some people have great influence. You have to be careful what you say, when you say it, how you say it, should you say it, knowing what to say. You need to be anointed by the Spirit of the living God. You need to be empowered by the Spirit of the living God, because you're going to have influence on somebody. Somebody's watching you, whether you're right or whether you're wrong. Now, how does your actions affect that someone? Are you leading them in the right direction? By your words, by your speech, by your conduct, by your conversation, how you present yourselves. And we know that some people will take it wrong willingly or try to tear you down. That's what they did to Jesus. They tried to find fault. Their purpose was to find fault and to bring false accusation. But the influence that we should have is the influence of Christ, that if someone's going to do that, we know that that's what they're doing. But we want to be a positive influence. We want to be a holy influence on people. Now, are we going to win everybody we come in contact with? Well, yeah, that's our prayer. That's our prayer. Some people aren't going to like you. As the word says, if they did it to the green tree, if they persecuted the green tree, what do you think they're going to do to the dry? That means They persecuted Jesus. They talked about him. They tried to slander his name. They tried to influence the crowd against him. Even though many followed him, some turned away. But that should not remove us from our position in Christ to be that influence that he wants us to be, to let the anointing work in our lives so that we can be a blessing, be blessed, be protected, be a protection, empower and be empowered. Because if we have it, if we get it, then we need to share it. Yes, we need to share it. So, anoint. The anointing. Lord, let your anointing fall on us. Let your anointing fall on us, dear God. Have your way in our hearts, in our mind. Let us not shun the anointing. Let us seek for the anointing. Lord, have your way in us that when my family, friends, and strangers see me, they know, they can perceive that I have been with God. Of a truth, they can tell that the Lord's hand is upon me. Praise God. And I want to read 2 Timothy 2 and 15. We have to study to show ourselves approved. It says study, and I've been reading for the King James Version, by the way. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that study, yeah, you want to study books, you want to be knowledgeable in the word, you want to get the word, hide the word in your heart and all that. But this study, when I looked at other versions, and let me go there because let's see if I can get there. It was really important to know, well, from the King James Version, sometimes you got to look up stuff, right? You got to break it down. Let's see here. Let me get there. I'm sorry. It's taken me a while. But I want to do the comparison, the side-by-side comparison of study to show thyself approved. If we look in the NLT, the CEV, the CEB, the Amplified, those different versions, put them side-by-side to see how they correlate with the King James Version. And one says, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. That's what we need. We need the anointing. We want God to be able to trust us with his word. And it says, be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. Because why? You're going to have great influence. When you speak over thousands and thousands and thousands, when people read your books, when people hear your podcasts, you want to correctly explain the word of truth. And another version says, do your best to win God's approval as a worker, wow, who doesn't need to be ashamed and who teaches only the true message. And the CEB, another one, make an effort to present yourself to God as a tried and true worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, but is one who interprets the message of truth correctly. You see how they're all conveying the same message? And then the Amplified, it says, study and do your best to present yourself to God approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. You have no reason to be ashamed, even though people will try to shame you. You're standing on the word of truth. They can't sway you. You will not be moved by every wind and every doctrine and every false accusation that comes your word, because you have studied. That study is doing. That study is presenting yourself to God. That study is working to be approved by God. That means doing the work, submitting, making sure, examining yourself to see whether you be in the faith, laying aside weights and sins, whew, dying daily. Lord, help me. Help me today to die daily, to want to show myself unto you, to be approved by you. If we don't get the approval of God, where does that leave us? And we want to be a workman, because he says, do the work of ministry. Paul was exhorting Timothy, do this. And then in verse 16, he says, shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Some things you have to stay away from. You're proving to God that you're a reliable workman, that he can trust you with his word. My Lord, we want God to trust us. And what's the song say? If God be for us, and even the word, who can be against us? We want his approval over man's approval. We want the approval of God. We want the anointing to rest upon us. We want to be that holy influence. And when someone says something against us, let it not be true. Let it not be true. If they're going to talk about us, let it not be true. But God can give you favor. God gives you favor, and he can give you favor with man. So that's a short lesson for today. I just appreciate the word of God, how he blesses us and keeps us in his care, how he gives us instruction through his word. And all we have to do is take it in and accept, receive it, and do the work. Praise God. I thank God for his goodness in my life. I keep messing up on this song, trying to end it here, but I thank God that he's a keeper. He's a healer. He's our strength. He's our help in the very present time of trouble. We can speak. We have the power of life and death is in our tongue, right? So we have influence with our words. We want to speak life. We want to speak life in our home, in our family. We want to speak healing. Yes. We want the anointing not only to fall on us, but to fall on our family. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We want to be changed by God. We want our children, if you have children, your sisters, your mothers, your brothers, your fathers, we want to speak over their life. Yes, Lord. Have your way in our life today. Yes, Lord. Lead and guide us, Lord. Give us a mind and a heart to be submissive to your will and to your way. Yes, God. And we thank you for the anointing. And we want the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on us, to reside in us. Thank you, Jesus. Anointing. Fall on us, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Oh, bless his name. Oh, glory. Anointing, fall on me. And as I leave you today, may your hearts be blessed. May you ever keep God first in everything you do and say. Be blessed, my friends.